carrefour des arts. Une émission de la rédaction de Canal Académie. On retrouve Émilie Julia.
We are very pleased to welcome Mr. Eddie McDonnell, director of the Mona Bismarck American Center based in Paris. Welcome. This foundation supports arts and culture, following the aim of Countess Mona Bismarck, who gave her beautiful hotel to the foundation. Today we're talking about Mr. Andrew Wyeth, an American painter who was born in 1917 and died in 2009. He was a member of the prestigious Académie des Beaux-Arts since 1976. Mr. McDonnell, Andrew was part of a very artistic family. Could you please explain us why we are generally speaking of the Wyeths instead of Andrew only?
It's fairly exceptional. I don't know of any other case, but in the United States, where there have been three successive generations of very successful and well-regarded painters. N.C. Wyeth, Newell Connors Wyeth, was the grandfather, the father of Andrew. He was very well known as an illustrator, illustrating books like Treasure Island, Robinson Crusoe, Rip Van Winkle,
very
and others.
Very famous ones.
you'll recognize them if you come to the exhibit. And then, of course, Andrew Wyeth and his son, Jamie Wyeth. Jamie, very well known from an early age, I think the age of 21, began doing some very well-known portraits, including those of John F. Kennedy.
Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol, yes, exactly. Worked in the factory with Andy Warhol. Nureyev, so just a very accomplished artist. So each three in their own generation have been exceedingly successful. And so we refer to the exhibit as the Wyeth Three Generations of American Art.
Absolutely, very outstanding because of three generations of nearly the same talent. It's incredible and very different talent, but talent as well. What did Andrew like to paint? Could we talk about the themes he'd like?
The themes, I think, were generated from what he observed around him. He spent most of his life in two locations, one in Chadsford, Pennsylvania, as well as up in Cushing, Maine. And you'll find that most of the subjects of his paintings are the people that he would come in touch with in those two places or the landscape around. And the theme that comes out of it is almost a mysterious, a mystique view on what can be seen as almost simple scenery.
Yes. I think authenticity, mystery of life was very inspiring him.
Most definitely. And there's a lot of metaphors and imagery that goes along with his in his work. Apparently, the hill that's represented in Chadsford represents his father. And he was very marked, by his father's premature death. And it's a recurring theme in some of his work among those periods.
One of his most famous paintings is The World of Christina that he painted in 1948. Could you please describe the painting and explain us what's the topic?
Sure. Christina's world, the subject of it is Christina, who's a handicapped woman who is, I think, paralyzed from the waist down. And Andrew first apparently saw her looking when he was inside this home, looking down on the hill as she was trying to crawl up the hill. She did not have any sort of wheelchair or anything. She was just simply pulling herself up by her hands, trying to climb up this hill. And I think he was apparently very impressed and remarked on that and made the painting from Christina's perspective. She has the back to you as you look at his painting, looking up towards the house in question. And the details are just remarkable.
It's a very intense painting. What is Andrew Wyeth's most specific style in his paintings?
He's a very realist style, and I think he felt most comfortable working with a tempera paint, so a mixture with the egg yolk. It gives it a very special quality and a lot of dry brush technique so that you can see very fine detail and texture in his paintings, notably whether it be in grass scenes like in Faraway or Trodden Weed, where you see these strains of straw grass that just jump out at you, or whether it be just the fine light and whiteness you see when he's painting in homes, for example.
He had a simple life in a way.
Very, yeah.
Wasn't
it's
he?
Apparently very simple. I mean, fun-loving, but he's spent most of his time in those two communities I mentioned. So,
do you have a favorite painting yourself of Andrew White?
I do like Nagishik. I just seem to go down to the galleries every day and take a peek at it. It's an American Indian Nagishik, and it's just a remarkable, striking painting.
And did he have a special period in his life we have to mention?
I think, well, you mentioned already Christina's World, which I think brought him on to the international, of course, and then international art scene, you know, which is at the MoMA, you know, one of the most regarded paintings there. The other period, as far as the public, would be when he came out with his Helga collection. He had used as a model, Helga was the nurse of a German couple nearby in Chad's Ford, and he had painted her for years, I think 15 or 16 years, unknown to those around him, particularly his wife. And he came out and showed the works of Helga, and it hit the front page of Time and Newsweek. It was a big, apparently a big, big event. So I guess those are the two periods that are most known for Andrew Wyeth.
In the media as well.
Yeah.
Could we talk, like I mentioned in the introduction, the reception of Mr. Andrew Wyeth at the Académie des Beaux-Arts in 1976. Was it an important event for him? And could you please tell us if he was very involved in this election?
I think it was, for him, one of the most important moments in his life. I think he, apparently having, well, I heard this from Jamie, his son. Jamie has such an extraordinary memory, having come over to Paris at that time and witnessed his father, you know, receiving this award, this induction. For Andrew, and particularly for his wife, Betsy, I think it was a monumental event in their life, and it's something they're extremely proud of, as witnessed by the preeminence of the uniform in Betsy's home. Yeah.
And you can see the uniform at the exhibition, which is currently at the foundation, at the Mona Bismarck American Center. So until the 12th of February, you can see the exhibition. So just run to it and have a look at this incredible Three Generations exhibition. Thank you very much, Mr. McDonald, for coming to the Canal Academy studio and talking with us about Mr. Andrew Wyeth and this incredible family. And we hope to see you soon in the future.
Great. Thank you for the invitation.